does any part of you itch? What? No. Maybe, why?
Look what I made in shop class.
A dangerous piece of wood with nails?
It's a back scratcher.
A back scratcher?
Take your shirt off.
What? No!
Oh, it's all right. The nails will work right through your shirt.
Sam, no, Sam, I want to do it.
Come on,
Sam, I don't want to try it. I've told you so many times I don't want to try things and then...
It's okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Sam made a
back scratcher. Yeah, I know. She already made me try it.
Hey, after school, do you guys want to go to...
Just a sec. Come on. Hey, Tebow. No, I didn't steal your shampoo. Why would I? I'll call you back. What? Jealous of my new phone?
That's a phone?
We thought it was a windshield from a bus.
My mother bought me this phone, and it happens to have a dual quad-core processor.
Freddie Benson! No phones in the hallway.
Well, I know, I was just showing...
Turn it off!
Yes, ma'am.
Shouldn't you girls be getting to class by now?
Shouldn't you be married by now?
Well, good to see you, Miss Briggs. Her boobs really are pointy.
They're like weapons.
Well, she's gone. I'm using my phone.
Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's the new Samsung Gemini MaxPad.
I'm sorry. I can't. I just can't. I don't.
Aw, darn it.
What's the matter?
My dad emailed me back and said he can't come.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Can't come to what?
It's a father-daughter dance. They have it every year at McAllen Air Force Base, and my dad used to take me when I was little. We always had so much fun.
Oh, you know he'd come if he could.
Yeah, I know. I just wish it.
Ooh, phone. Big phone.
It's a good phone. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yodi-ho!
Yodi-ho!
And I'm gonna go with a simple hello.
Carly with you guys?
Ah! Is this a 64 Sterling?
You like it?
You kidding me? That is the coolest motorcycle ever made. It's my dream to ride one of those. How is this here?
I'm restoring it for Zacco. He's giving it to his cousin for his birthday.
Which cousin?
Ryder.
Ah. Oh, man. Forgot to turn my phone back on.
MaxPad.
Oh, mama's butt is home.
Yeah, check it out. Feel the clutch. I got it working really smooth. Oh my God, it's her.
Who's her?
Shh. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey, Audrey. Hey, Gib.
Hey! Did you guys know this elevator stops in other people's apartments?
Yeah.
Joy.
Well, I didn't.
I was just on my way up when I accidentally stopped in apartment 6C.
Is anyone home?
Yeah. This lady sees me and she starts yelling, "Please, take whatever you want, just don't hurt my children." Hilarious.
And that's where you got the lamp?
Well, yeah, she said take whatever I want. Thought this would look nice in my room. Hey, what's that? Some kind of exercise machine?
It's a motorcycle.
What's the matter with you?
All right, well, I'll see you Saturday night. All right.
Woo! Yes!
Who was on the phone?
My old girlfriend.
The one you ran over?
No.
The other one you ran over?
No! Audrey. The most important girlfriend I've ever had. The only girl I've ever really been in love with.
Aww.
So what's up with her?
She's flying from Dallas to Vancouver on Saturday night, and she's got a 2-hour layover in the Seattle airport.
You're gonna go meet her?
Heck yeah! We're gonna have dinner in the airport at B.F. Wang's Express. Hey, where's the teenage girl that actually lives here?
Carly wanted to be alone, so she went to the Groovy Smoothie.
Yeah, she's kind of bummed.
Hey! Can you go with me to the mall on Saturday? Gib.
I was talking.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't that into it. So, mall Saturday?
For what?
I'm gonna buy a new replica of my head, since I sold my old head to that girl at the pawn shop.
Yeah, sure, I'll go with you. To buy a new you head.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna go see how this lamp looks in my room next to my collection of Jewish action figures.
I'll walk out with you.
Cool.
Later on.
Bye, guys. Hey, can I stay and help you work on this bike?
Sure, if you want.
Oh. Mama wants.
Hey, you all right? You look like you're in a funk.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty funky.
Well, talk to me. I'm a good listener.
Well, when I was a little girl, my dad used to take me to this father-daughter Air Force dance every year.
Oh, I wish I could be in the Air Force. Fly one of them big jets. But they'd make me cut off my hair. And that's not happening.
So it's a father-daughter dance? You know, mostly for the military dads and their little girls.
You know, I don't date little short girls. I like a woman with some heft. You know, some meat on her. A woman that can eat 2-3 big, thick hamburgers.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah, so it was my first day of law school, and class was about to start when out of nowhere, this girl just sits down in the chair next to me.
And that was Audrey?
No, it was this icky chick named Velma who smelled like cheese.
I'd love to date a guy who smells like cheese.
I got him. I'm so sick.
Yeah, you look worse than usual.
Hey, got my package from England?
What'd you get?
It's a choke knob. It's the last part I need to finish that motorcycle.
I'm Spencer. I got a choke knob.
2. Do you know how hard it is to find an original choke knob for a 19?
Paper towel! Paper towel!
You sneezed all over my face and tongue!
Tell it to your choke knob! Uh-oh.
Oh, now we gotta spray the door! You all right?
Yeah. Go grab the package. Let's see it. Let's see it! Yeah. No. No, come on. This is the wrong choke knob. Dang it!
Oh.
You got Lubert snot on your nose for nothing.
I promised Sacco I'd have the bike finished for his cousin's birthday, but it's like impossible to find a 64 choke knob for one of these things.
We'll find one. Now, come on, show me that Spencer smile.
Come on, a guy who's gonna get his old girlfriend back on Saturday night can smile bigger than that.
Hey.
Oh, hey, kid.
You all right?
I'm okay. For a sad, dadless young girl.
Come on. Why are you sad? You haven't been to that father-daughter dance with Dad for the past 4 years.
Yeah, I know, but it's the last one I can ever go to. Next year, I'm past the daughter age limit.
Aw, who's getting all elderly?
It's not funny. I really wanted to go.
When's the dance?
Saturday night.
You know, I don't have anything going on Saturday night. I know I'm not Dad, but can I take you to the dance?
Dude, you, But you... Are you...
What are you guys...
Nothing. Come on. Let me take you to the father-daughter dance.
Okay!
Yeah!
I'm so excited!
Yeah!
I'm gonna buy a new dress. Uh-huh. I gotta get a mani-pedi. I'm gonna get my hair done.
I was saving it up!
It's an all-night party that we're getting into. If you think it's all over, then the joke is on you. It's a dream, it's a scene.
Hey, Sam! Oh, hey, Carly! Morning.
You were here all night working on that motorcycle?
Yep. Spencer promised Sacco he'd have it ready for his cousin's birthday, which is tomorrow, so gotta get it done.
It's already 10:30.
Where you gotta be?
I got a whole list of stuff I gotta do before the dance tonight. I gotta pick up my dress, get my nails done, fingers and toes. Oh, and I gotta stop by Build-A-Bra.
Carl's.
Be back in a few.
Yeah, before you go. And then she left in her jammies.
Carly's gone, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
Are you sick?
I'm so sick. I have a fever. And I'm sweating, and I feel my country tis of thee.
Why are you singing?
I don't know. Get up, Spencer. Get up, Spencer. No.
Dude, how are you going to go to that Air Force dance tonight with Carly if you're that sick?
I'll be fine.
No way. I'm going to call Carly and tell you.
No! She is so pumped about going to that dance. Do not let her know that I am sick and burning up with a fever. I'll just rest up. Then by tonight, I will be... Oh, I am so hot. Oh, I'm so hot. But by 7 o'clock tonight... Oh, that cold air feels so nice. Oh, yeah.
I left in my jammies. Hey, Carly, you're back. Carly's back. She's in the room right now.
Oh, hi. Hey, everyone. Hi, Carly. I was just getting some tuna casserole out of the fridge.
You're having tuna casserole for breakfast?
It seems so. Yep.
See? Get ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I help you guys?
You sure can. I'd like to get a rip.
Whoa! Is that the new Samson Gemini Max Pad?
Yeah. My mom got it for me.
Wow. She must hate you.
Having some trouble fitting that in your pocket?
Mind your business.
So what do you guys want?
I'd like to get a replica of my head.
Full dome clone?
Yes, sir. Cabeza duplicada.
Hey, I've always wondered, why do you say stuff in Spanish?
See, I speak Spanish sometimes.
Come on, I ain't got all day here. You gonna pay by cash or hey! Hey, you! Keep it down in there! I'm working!
What kind of animal is that?
Oh, it's a weasel.
Oh, well, I think he's adorable. He's a bum, aren't you? Aren't you, you bum, you?
Yo, dude, go easy on the wheezy.
What do you care?
I like animals, aight?
Tib.
I like animals.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm gonna see if I can buy a case for my new phone at that kiosk.
Good luck with that.
Late.
Okay, lie down on the counter and I'll jam your head in that thing.
Right.
I'm required by law to warn you this machine could be dangerous and blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go.
It tickles. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer!
Did you get my medicine?
Not yet. I was on my way to the drugstore, but then I stopped off at Tub of Chicken.
Why did you stop there?
For a tub of chicken.
Oh. Yes!
Oh. Who is it?
It's the guy from the motorcycle shop. Hello? Hey! Miguelito? Listen, do you have a choke knob for a 1964 Sterling motorcycle?
What's he saying?
He's just beginning to respond! You have one? Oh, I swear, I think you're the only guy on Earth that has one.
Dude, don't tell him that. You're gonna drive the price up.
Shh! I'm bargaining! Yeah! I need this motorcycle finished by tomorrow, so I'm basically desperate. What? Miguelito! You know I can't pay $2,000 for a choke knob! You listen! Listen to me! Listen to me, Miguelito! Goodbye!
You get a good deal?
I don't really like this one.
Well, I think I have one other case that'll fit that gigantic phone.
Can't you just say large?
Here we go. They call that case the side packer.
But this is a purse.
No, that's a side packer.
I don't know. I mean, don't you think it looks kind of feminine?
That case is perfect for your Max Pad.
Hey.
What?
Is this your shop?
Yeah. I'm Miguelito. What you want?
I got an older Sterling motorcycle, a 64. It needs a new choke knob. You got one?
Yeah. I got a choke knob for a 1964 Sterling. There. Boom! Choke knob, 64 Sterling. Motorcycle.
Uh-huh. Hey, what are those?
These are my rocks.
Your rocks?
Yeah. Yeah, I collect these rocks, and I paint them. And I glue rhinestones on them, and I sell them.
How many have sold so far?
None of them.
Well, I'll buy 10 of your special rocks.
Shut up!
If.
If what?
You sell me this choke knob.
Yeah?
For $20.
Deal! Yeah, I'll make that deal with you right now.
Great.
Okay.
Awesome. There you go.
Okay.
Now tell me about the rocks.
Oh, sure. Okay. This one I made with red paint and purple paint. This one I made because this rock is the exact same shape as my wife. So about that her I said that, though. This one I made the same day that my first baby boy was born, back in 2020. No one wants Miguelito's rocks.
Okay, your head has been fully scanned.
Awesome.
Never seen this happen before.
What's wrong?
This magnetic latch is jammed.
Well, do something.
Hey, is Gibby all done?
Hey, Freddy, give me out of this thing.
Hey, let him out.
What, you don't see me trying?
Yeah, but...
Freddy, I didn't know you were shopping here.
Mom, hi. Listen, I'm having a little problem with Gibby.
Oh, my gosh, we're wearing matching bags.
Please go.
Lisa, did you see my son's bag? It's just like mine.
Yeah, only cuter and smaller.
Go!
Shut up, weasel!
Don't yell at the weasel!
Oh, man. Oh, 103.
Look at you!
Who's all handsome in his fancy tuxedo?
Me! Look, I even wore my fancy socks. You look so pretty.
Aw, thanks. So, you ready to go dancing?
You kidding me? We are gonna dance. We're gonna shake our... dance...
Spencer! Spencer, what's wrong? Oh my God. You're sweating. And you have a crazy fever.
Are we dancing?
Yeah.
Aw, kid, it was just a dance.
It was the last father-daughter Air Force dance I can ever go to. My dad couldn't take me, and then Spencer got sick, and now I'm gonna spend my Saturday night sitting here in this super cute dress, all dolled up, licking lumpy cake batter off a spatula. And we don't even have frosting. You're a good friend.
Get me out!
What's up?
Hey, where are you?
I'm at the mall with Gibby. He was getting a new copy of his head made, but now his real head is stuck in the machine.
Hilarious. But I gotta talk to you about something important.
What? You wanna get back together?
What? Wait, do you?
I just... What's up?
Spencer's really sick. He can't take Carly to the dance.
Ah, poor Carl's.
I know, do something.
Look, I'll see what I can come up with, but right...
Hey, how you feeling?
Pretty good. I think my fever's going down, and there's less green stuff coming out of me. Is Carly still upset?
Yeah, she's up in her room sucking down another can of frosting.
Poor kid.
But I got something to show you that'll perk your saggy butt right up.
It's sagging?
Dun, 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 dun!
You finished the motorcycle?
Yep. She's ready to ride.
Oh, look at the... you got the right choke knob!
Mama gets it done! Woo! So when does Socko give it to his cousin?
That would be never.
What do you mean, never?
Well, Socko called a little while ago, and he and his cousin got into a fight, and now he's not giving him the motorcycle.
So we did all this work for nothing?
Maybe you should put the wrench down.
Well, what's Sako gonna do with it?
He said I could have it.
What? He just gave you the coolest motorcycle on the planet? For free?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm gonna keep it.
What? You're gonna sell it?
Nah. I think I'm gonna give it away.
Are you insane? Give it away to who?
You.
Why would you give it to me?
Because you're a great best friend to my little sister. And you've got a good heart. And you deserve it. Well, come on! Don't you want to try it out? No. Don't. Wait, no! Not in the house!
Feeling better, Gib?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's ugly and stupid?
Hey! Why are you gonna be so mean to your weasel? Just give Gibby his head, all right?
Here's the head. Listen, I'm not gonna charge you nothing for it. Or for you breaking my machine.
Your machine almost broke me.
I know, so let's just forget about it, all right?
Then give me your weasel.
Why?
Because that guy's mean to him.
You want the weasel? Take it.
I will take him. Now he's my weasel.
Oh, that's right. I'm your new daddy.
Hey, wait a sec.
Oh, what's up?
Carly's really upset about that father-daughter dance.
I thought you went with Spencer.
Nah, he got sick. We gotta do something to cheer her up.
I could show her my weasel.
Hey!
Where have you been?
I took my new motorcycle for a little test run. Dude, that thing is a rocket on wheels.
Yay for Sam!
Dude, you gotta quit crying. It was just a dance. I'll get it. Stop crying! Nice. Carly, I believe some boys are here to take you to a dance.
Miss Shay, may we escort you to the dance?
Go.
What? Carly, what's wrong?
We were expecting a more enthusiastic reaction.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just... I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'm just really upset.
You got anything to drink? I'll check the fridge.
Look, you guys, I so appreciate you going to all this trouble for me, but the dance was supposed to be a father-daughter thing. I was okay with Spencer taking me, but even if I went with Spencer, it's just not the same. And now I just want this night to be over. I don't want to go to that dance with anyone.
Not even me?
Oh my God.
How great is that? So Spencer's not her dad.
You guys, it's my dad!
That is clear.
Yeah, now.
How you doing, Sam?
Doing great, Colonel Shay.
Freddy, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're...
Gibby!
Whoa! He knows my shtick!
Hey, I heard Carly scream. What's going on?
Daddy!
Hey!
Hey, listen, I would love to hug you all, but I have to take an incredibly beautiful girl to a very special dance.
He's talking about me.
Shall we?
Yeah, I just need my purse.
Oh, I think Freddy's got it right there.
This is a phone case!
Crazy Hat Spaghetti Taco Party!
Hey, Colonel Shea, it's an honor to meet you. I'm Tebow, friend of Carly and Spencer's.
Good to meet you, Tebow.
Tebow lives across the hall with Freddie and his mother.
Oh, so are you dating Freddie's mother?
So, Colonel Dad's in town. What's the plan?
Yeah, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
Well, we need to take family pictures together, and we gotta go to that miniature golf place.
Baby,
oh, and Spencer and I have been talking about getting a puppy, so maybe we could drive
Carly,
in there together.
I...
Yeah?
I'm leaving tonight.
Wow. Way to bring us all down.
But you can't leave tonight.
I'm sorry. They need me back at the base in Italy tomorrow.
But that's not fair. You just got here.
Come on. This is supposed to be a happy night.
But I just wanted more time, you know, to have fun with you.
Then come with me.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, my Air Force base is right outside Florence. Beautiful little town. Lots of the other officers have their kids living with them right on the base. There's a school. You can do...
This is crazy.
Why? Why is it crazy?
Because I can't leave my friends.
He's your dad. Yeah, living in Italy?
Italian smoothies. I bet they use that gelato.
Oh, yeah?
Gelato's good.
Sam?
Dude, if my dad asked me to spend some time with him in Italy, I'd say, well, first I'd say, oh, so you're my dad. And then I'd go.
But what about iCarly?
The internet will still be here when you get back.
But what about...
Go to Italy. Go with Dad.
Lots of handsome guys your age in Italy.
I'm going to Italy! Yay! Wait. We leave in...
4 hours, 55 minutes.
What you thinking?
That we have enough time.
For what?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sam.
And this is a very special.
And I'm Freddy. Yeah, that's right. I interrupted and introduced myself.
What are they gonna do, fire me?
And this is a very special,
spontaneous,
surprise,
iCarly webcast.
Yay! Yay! Now, if you're wondering why we're doing this show so late at night,
it's because you need to meet our very special guest, Colonel Stephen Shea of the United States Air Force!
My dad! Woo!
And now, Baby Spencer!
Yay! That's me! Oh, hi, Daddy!
Oh, my God, this freaks me out. You know I paid to put this kid through law school?
Oh, about that?
Yes.
Well, it's possible that I dropped out of law school?
He's kidding, right? Tell me he's kidding.
Uh-oh!
And now it's time for the cowboy and the idiot farm girl who thought the cowboy's mustache was a squirrel.
Coochie coochie coo!
What in the blazes are you doing?
I'm tickling your squirrel.
Dang it! I already told you a billion times!
Tell me again!
Will you tell this idiot this ain't no squirrel?
That's a squirrel.
This isn't really a freeze frame.
We're just pretending.
And scene.
And that's all the comedy for this night, Carly. We have something to tell you.
Now, this isn't goodbye.
No, it's not. But iCarly is going to be taking a break.
Carly's going to Italy to live with her dad for a while.
Listen, doing iCarly for you guys has meant so, so much to me. And it's changed my life.
It's kept me out of prison. Most of the time.
Show's been a lot of fun.
And, I want to say to the fans of iCarly, thank you.
Without you guys, we'd just be a couple of idiots with a camera in an attic.
Which we are.
Oh, yeah.
So, till we see you again,
keep your sock full of butter.
And if you're attacked by a moose,
make sure you scream.
Oh, my God! I'm being attacked by a moose!
It's eating us!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sam.
And this has been iCarly.
I'm gonna miss you.
Don't.
What?
Don't make me cry. Thanks for taking care of me.
Come on. We both know I'm a big, tall, goofy man-child. You took care of yourself.
Yeah. Maybe in some ways, but you've always made me laugh and feel safe. Shown me that being a grown-up doesn't mean you have to stop being silly. Creative and fun.
Well, now you made me cry.
I love you.
I love you too, kid.
Hi.
Hey, how goes it?
I'm leaving in a few minutes.
Yeah, I know. Better not be late or your dad's gonna be wazzed off.
You know, you don't have to take all your tech stuff home tonight.
Yeah, but I figured I might as well get a head start. Tomorrow I promised Gibby I'd help him do some research on the proper care and feeding of weasels, so I figured the sooner I get all this equipment out of here, the sooner I could take it down to...
So, I'm gonna get my bags and head downstairs.
Why don't I help you with those bags?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I got a barbecue on it. Wow. And the bomb clock got an amusement. Oh, here they are.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries. We're right on time. Okay, I'll take these bags down and put them in the car. I figure you want to say some goodbyes before we go.
Thanks, Dad.
You would have been a great lawyer.
I would have been the worst lawyer.
I know.
Just keep sending money.
See you all soon.
Bye. See you.
See you in a second.
Okay. Bye, Spence.
Bye, Dad. Take care. Wow. Your dad is a good-looking man.
Goodbye, you guys. Come on, Gibby. Come on. Don't cry. One more for the road?
Gibby!
All right, down with you.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too, kid.
Why don't you take this with you? Just push a button. If you ever need a laugh, cheer. Random dance.
Oh, Sam.
Hey! Who stopped the elevator? Get out!
Attention, passengers. It looks like we're going to be taking off in about 25 minutes. Until we close the doors, please feel free to continue using all approved electronic devices. Aloft Airlines welcomes you aboard our nonstop flight from Seattle to Florence. Our approximate flight time will be 11 hours and 31 minutes.
Evening, everyone. This is your pilot speaking.
Hey there, people of Earth. I'm Carly Shea, and this is our very first webcast of a little show we call iCarly.
And, you're gonna need a technical producer, right? Set up the lights, audio, work the camera.
So listen, I need a favor.
Shoot.
Would you let me borrow your video camera?
I can't.
Why not?
I made it into a squirrel.
Work and stuff.
Well, if you're gonna do a show, you gotta prepare for it.
You do the work, I'll just show up and be your amusing little sidekick.
Once upon a time, there was a Carly
who met a wandering freak named Sam.
Fun with bacon!
Now look down.
Back up.
Look out your window.
Think about cheese.
Give me Parmesan!
I'm Carly!
I'm Sam!
Yo, yo!
Bagels!
I'm a snowman.
What?
The blowing.
Kelly Cooper. Terrible movie.
Oh, yeah. And this has been iCarly.
Thank you.
And we're clear.
Spencer Shea, are you ready? Devo, are you ready? Then blow!
Oh,